Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Omid Beis. In our last shiur, we dealt with the number of violations of averus that could be accounted for, whether they be d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, between the oni and the balabayas, the oni standing in the rishus harabim and the balabayas standing in a private domain in a rishus hayochid, and items are transferred between the two of them. In learning our Mishnah, we accounted for 8 offenses. 4 of them d'oraisa, and 4 of them d'rabbanan. The thrust of this Gemara we've entitled on the side under our Nosei heading, Minyan HaChiyuvim B'Mishnah. How many Chiyuvim are there in the Mishnah? How many violations are there, whether they be d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Our Gemara opens up with a question. You'll notice, marking-wise, the question is a long question. We have a kuf encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. This question continues almost halfway down Amud Beis. However, we want you to note that a good deal of the information in this question is in brackets. And what we're trying to demonstrate with this is that essentially the question is completed right at the beginning of this Gemara. Let us start the Gemara. Omar le Rav Matana l'Abaye. Ha tamni havyon. Rav Matana asks Abaye. The Mishnah accounted for 4 bifnim and 4 b'chutz, meaning we have 4 offenses for the balabos, who's standing inside, and 4 offenses for the oni standing outside. Total of 8 offenses. How to account for them? So we refer you back to the previous shiur. He asks, Tarti sori havyon. There are really 12 offenses that can be accounted for. What we would like to do is taking a look at the chart that we have, and at the same time learning the Rashi that appears at the bottom of the lower part of the Omid. Tarti Sori Havyon. The chart that we're referring to is on Beis Omid Aleph of the Gemara that we included on the side. Let's learn the Rashi. Tarti Sori Havyon. Arba'o Chiyuvi V'tamni Pturi. There are 4 chiyuvei Torah, that means Torah-level violations, and 8 rabbinic-level violations. Shtei akirois l'oni b'loi hanocha. The Rashi is now going to account for the 8 rabbinic violations. Before we go on, just let's restate the 4 Torah violations. That would be if the Oni does an act of Hachnosa or an act of Hoitza'ah, where the Oni does both the Akira and the Hanocha, and likewise where the Oshir, where the Balabayas, does an act of Hoitza'ah and Hachnosa, where he does both the Akira and the Hanocha. That accounts for 4 violations. The 8 rabbinic violations that will show up in the cases of where the There are shtei akiros la'ani v'lo hanocha. If we look on the chart and we look at 3 aleph, we notice the oni does an akira. He doesn't do the hanocha in that case. The oni had placed the item, had reached his hand into the Rishus HaYochid, and the Balabayas took the item from the Oni's hand and placed it down in the Rishus HaYochid. So the Oni did the Akira without doing the Hanocha. And in case 4 bays, you'll notice there too is a description of the Oni having done the Akira and the Balabayas doing the Hanocha. The exact case, you can refer back to the Mishnah itself. So that's another 2. That's 2 of the 8 rabbinic issues, where the Oni does the Akira without a Hanocha. And what else? The Hanochois blo Akira. You have case 3 bays. What do we see there? 3 bays. The Oni is doing a Hanocha. He didn't do the Akira. And case 4 aleph, we see the Oni doing the Hanocha without having done the Akira. So that's 4 offenses for the Oni, 4 rabbinic offenses, because when you do an Akira without a Hanocha or Hanocha without an Akira, it's a half a Malocha. So he's chayav only midrabonan. V'chein lebal habayis, and similarly with regard to the bal habayis. Kegoin poshat heoni is yodoi malea lifnim venota balabayas mitocha are akiruloni vanoch lebalabayas. That was in case 3 aleph. The balabayas had done the hanocha. The balabayas took it from the hands of the oni and placed it down in the rishus hayochid. Oi shenosan lusoicha vahoitzi hare akiru lebalabayas vanoch leoni. In case 3 bays, we see the balabayas doing the akira and the oni doing the hanocha. V'chein poshat balabayas v'chulei. Likewise, when you look in case 4, you'll find half activities done on the part of the balabayas. Kidakotoni la, as was taught in the Mishnah. So we have 4 Chiyuvim plus these 8 rabbinic violations. So why does the Mishnah say Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz for a total of 8 violations when we just accounted for 12? At this point we see an angular type bracket, and the length indicator is a vertical dotted line. This shows you how far we intend to bracket the Gemara down on Gimel Amud Aleph. Continuing, in other words, you just follow the vertical dotted line, which appears to the left-hand side of the Gemara text, all the way down, and at that point where it ends, the bracket, the angular brackets, is closed. But that indicates, and we have a note on the inside margin, by the star, we wrote, Hasograyim Marim, the brackets demonstrate the ad kan histaim ikra shela, that up till this point the basic question of Rav Matona has been asked. Are there not 12 offenses? Besoichom, within the brackets, Abaye menase lahakshoyis kushi acheres al Rabbi Matona. Abaye tries to raise a question against Rabbi Matona. Rav Matona, Rav Matona docheu. Rav Matona will deflect the question. Avo kushis Rav Matona yishoir ad sof asograya. But Rabbi Matona's question will remain till the end of the bracketed section, indicating to us that after the brackets, we will finally get to an answer. So the Gemara, starting within the brackets, Ule Tameich Shitzeri Havyon. If you want to account for all of the rabbinic violations, then you should account for 16 instead of just 12. You'll ask, where do you get an additional 4 from? So the Rashi says toward the bottom, Second line from the bottom in Rashi, Shitzri Havion, the Iko Lemichshav Nami, Hanoch Pturi, the Misnu Gabi Chiyuvi. You should make an accounting of the Pturi that are written in the context of the Doraisa violations. He'oni Chayav, Ubala Bayas Potter. We saw this in the Mishnah, where it said the Oni, if he does the Akira and the Hanocha, in other words, the Oni picks something up from the Rishus Rabbim and places it in the hand of the Balabayas, who remains passive. So what had happened? The Oni did the Akira and the Hanocha, and it says that the Balabayas is Potter. He's exempt. So why is that? In that Oni Balabayas case, why is that not listed? And likewise, where the Oni takes something from the hand of a passive balabayas from the Rishus HaYochid and brings it into Rishus HaRabim, where the Oni does the Akira Na'anocha, once again, the balabayas is Potter. And likewise, with the balabayas doing both ends of the action, whether it be a Hoitzah Achnos, you will account for another two examples where the Oni is Potter. So we have four more examples of Potter. Omar Lay, Rav Matana says, if you're trying to inflate the number up to 16, in other words, to increase another four cases of Ptur that you could have mentioned, your question, says Rav Matana to Abaye, is not a question. Omar Lay, ha lo kashya. Your suggestion of going from 12 to 16 is not a question, is not an issue. Bishlama Bava Dereisha, as far as the first section of the Mishnah that we called Roman numerals number 1 and 2, Potter Umutur Lo Kotani, when one of the two parties remains totally passive, namely the Oni, for example, does the Akira and the Hanocha, where he places it in the hand of a Balabayas who remains passive, so we say the Balabais is Potter, but what that really means is Potter Umutter. He's done nothing wrong, not even on a rabbinic level. So that is not something that we would intend to account for in the numbers, because our Mishnah is talking about offenses. Shnayim Shein Arba are four offenses for the person inside and four offenses for the person outside. But not where something is Mutter, where we're describing someone as Potter, but the real Potter means exempt, but it really means innocent, totally innocent. That's not within the purview of our suggestion. Ela bova de seifa, de Potter aval osur kashya. But in the third and fourth parts of the Mishnah, as far as our numbering is concerned, where each one, the Oni and the Balabayas, do half of the act, we say that's Potter on a Doraisa Torah level, but rabbinically forbidden. So Kashi means my question remains. And in fact, this question remains till the end of the entire bracketed section. What we notice is we have this new bracket, and we call this an internal bracket. Its length also is accounted for by the vertical dash dotted line you see to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. In the margin, we have a note with the star, Sograyim L'shem Diluk. These brackets are ideally here for skipping purposes. Hakushya Nishara Ad L'achare HaSograyim. The question that we're holding with right now is why not account for 12 as opposed to just 8 remains till the end of the brackets. The Sochem HaGemara is going to point out, is going to ask, the Sochem HaGemara Shoelis, Aho de Koomar Potter Umutter, regarding that which the Gemara uses the expression Potter Umutter, is going to be the subject of the internal discussion in the brackets. So let's, having been said, we know that after the entire bracketed section, you could see after these curlicue brackets, The Gemara says, Mikomokom tarti sari havyan, where we're simply reinstating the question, why don't we account for 12 offenses? We said so far why we're not interested in going from 12 to 16, because those additional four suggestions, you're really trying to include someone who is poter umuter, meaning he's done nothing wrong, and that is of no interest for us to account for. Now the Gemara asks, within the curlicue brackets, mi ika bekule Shabbos poter umuter. Within the entire realm of Hilchus Shabbos, do you have anything like that, where something is classified as poter and muter, and totally allowed? The Omar Shmuel kol p'turi de Shabbos. Whenever you see the expression of poter in the context of Shabbos, poter aval oser, it means exempt but rabbinically prohibited. Bar mehani tlas, with the following three exceptions: the poter umuter, that are exempt and allowed, but there are only three, not anything else. And what are the three? Tzedas tzvi, tzedas nochosh, umafis mursa. Three acts that if done on Shabbos, we will say nothing wrong has been done. The case of tzedas tzvi is, these cases, Rashi says, are explained in a later perek in this Masechta. So we can take our cue from Rashi and say that the explanation of these things will come later in the Masechta. But just a brief word about them. Tzedas Tzvi is someone who has sat down at a doorway, and while he's sitting there, he notices that there is a Tzvi in the house, a deer in the house, and that by his having sat at the doorway, in effect, created an entrapment of the tzvi. The case of tzedas nochosh has to do with trapping a snake that will otherwise pose imminent danger. Mafis mursa is a case of squeezing out a pus type accumulation on one's body. So those are described as poter umuter on Shabbos. However, nothing else. So the Gemara explains, ki istrich lishmuel. When is it that we need Shmuel to teach what he does, that only three things are poter umuter? De ka'ovid maise, only with regard to three things where you are doing something actively could it be described as poter and actually muter. However, p'turi delo ka'ovid maise, ika tuva. The term poter and muter with regard to Shabbos, where what's involved is passivity, where you're not doing anything. So as far as that is concerned, there are many examples of that. So the term poter u'muter, where in our hoitzah case, the other fellow, the non-active person, remained totally passive, that kind of behavior could be described as poter u'muter. But in terms of active, proactive activities, those cannot be described in Hilchus Shabbos as poter umuter, except for these three cases. Mikomokom, tarti, sori, havyon. Nevertheless, the original question of Rav Matana remains. Are there not 12 offenses that could be accounted for? The Gemara answers, p'turi de'osi behu lidei chiyuv chatos kachoshiv, de'lo osi behu lidei chiyuv chatos lo kachoshiv. The Mishnah was interested in recording those kinds of activities that were done partially, but that same individual, if he would have continued, it would have come to a chiyuv chatos, a complete activity. So that our Mishnah is interested in accounting for those kind of activities that could have become a chiyuv chatos, a Torah level violation. And as far as that is concerned, only where someone did an akira, even if he didn't do the halacha, we're talking about a partial activity. So only where you are the beginner of the action. In the case of hoitzah, the beginning of hoitzah is through the akira, the picking up of the item from its original location. So as far as that's concerned, if he picks up and the other one takes it out of his hands, had the other one not taken it out of his hands, but he would have, the one who picked it up would have continued and placing it and placed it down, that would have been a total a chiyuv, and hence anyone who does the first half of those, we are interested in recording. So there are four examples of the Oni and the Balabayas doing just the Akira half. And that is what, it's those four cases that we are accounting for in the Mishnah. If someone is potter, but he's lo osi lidei chiyuv chatos, so that's not accounted for. So those additional four cases of hanocha, where the person who does the hanocha did not do the akira, it's true that taking it out of the taking the item out of the hand of the other fellow who extended it is osir midorabonan, but nevertheless we are not recording it in the Mishnah because he, having done just the hanocha, could never have come to doing something d'oraisa because the akira was already done by someone else. The Gemara, though, we should say that having been said, we understand why we are accounting only for a total of 8 offenses for d'oraisa, the additional 4 d'rabbanan. What are we accounting for? Those cases where one of the parties, either the Oni or the Balabayas, did the akira. The Gemara here has a quote from the Mishnah, Shnehen Pturin. If the Oni did the akira and the Balabayas did the hanocha, or vice versa, both are exempt. So the Gemara asks, V'ha isavida malacha mibinayu, but is it not so that between the two of them a full malacha was done? The one who did the akira and the other one who did the hanocha, a complete act of hotzah, was done. So is that something to brush aside and say that it's only a rabbinic issue? In other words, instead of looking at the actors, look at the results. A malacha was done. The Gemara answers, Tanya, Rebbe Omer. This is a pasuk in the context of bringing a korban chatas, and we are dealing with Maleches Shabbos in that context where someone mistakenly violated Hilchis Shabbos. He brings a korban chatas. And in the context of the korban chatas, it says, "Me'am ha'oretz ba'asosa." That's a pasuk. Ha'oise es kula, v'lo ha'oise es miksosa. The korban chatas is brought only when one does a complete offense, not a partial. Yochid v'asa oisa chayav. If a single person did the offense, he is chayav to bring a korban chatas. Shnayim v'asu oisa pturin, but two people who did the same malacha, but since it was done between the two of them, pturin, there would be no korban obligation. Itmar nami omar of chil bar gamdo, nizruka mipi chabura v'omru. It was issued forth from the group of sages, and they said ba'asosa. Yochid shaso chayav, shnayim shasua pturin. If one person did the act that results in bringing the korban chatos, so he is chayav to bring a korban. However, if the act was done but between two people, that shnayim shasua would be exempt. Before we begin the Gemara, let us glance at the outside margin under the Nosei heading, we have written Akiras Gufo, Akiras Chefetz Mimakomo. Is one who starts walking with something on his back considered an Akira, like picking up something and transferring it from one domain to another? To appreciate this, we'll see how the Gemara raises the question. Boy minei Rav me Rebbe. Rav asks a question of Rebbe, of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Just by way of historic perspective, Rav is referred to as the earliest of the Amoraim. And you see, he has contact with Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who, according to the common approach, lived approximately 200 of the common era. So Rav had a connection with Rebbe. In fact, in Maseches Brochas we saw on a couple of occasions Rav was at a meal together with Rebbe Chiyo and Rebbe. And we saw specifically there Rebbe had instructed Rav to wash his hands in anticipation of being honored with reciting the Birchas Hamazon. So here Rav asks of Rebbe a Hilchus Shabbos question in our topic of Hoitzah. Hitinoi chaveroi oichlin mashkin. A person was loaded up by his friends. They loaded him up. They put on his back, let's say, food and drink. V'hotzion lachutz mahu. And the fellow who is now loaded up with these items starts walking from inside a private domain to a public thoroughfare, to a Rishus HaRabim. What is the din? Akiras, and there are two sides of this, we call them Aleph, and then the next line, Odilma, Beis, the second side. Akiras Gufo Akiras Chefetz Mimakomo Domi Umechayev. Is his starting to walk like the picking up of an item from its place? And therefore, this fellow who started walking with the materials that others had placed on him, his starting to walk is like Akira, and therefore, when he goes out into the Rishus HaRabim and places it down there, he will then be chayev oidilma lo. Or do we say no, that picking, that starting to walk with stuff on your back is not like Akiras chefetz mimakoymoy? Or, as you can say, others did the Akira, they just put it on his back. Omar le, so Rebbe says, chayev, one is chayev, v'einoy doime liyodoy, and this is not like the case of a hand that is outstretched. The what we will do is we take a look at what we look at the Rashi who explains this. Rashi, you see, second line under the Gemara, Akiras Gufo, Sha'okar es raglov min habayis la'achar shinitan. Someone started to walk by foot out of a house after he was loaded up. So Rebbe says he is chayav. The einoy doyme liyodo, Rashi says, hapshuta, an outstretched hand, lifnim, the gufo lachutz, where the oni is located in the Rishus HaRabim, and he stretched his hand into the Rishus HaYochid, the Nosan Balabayas Latocha, and the Balabayas, the homeowner inside the Rishus HaYochid, placed an article in the hand of the Oni, and the Oni then withdrew his hand to where he is located, the Potar Bei Tanu de Masnisen Afla Oni Shotzia. The withdrawing of the hand, the Tan of the Mishnah said, the Oni is exempt. So notice the difference between the moving of the hand from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, which the hand which was loaded up, in distinction to, or in contrast to, the person who was loaded up who goes from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabin. In the case of the hand, we saw that the Oni was exempt. We saw that in the Mishnah. In the case of a person who walks loaded up into the Rishus HaRabim, we see here Rebbe says he's chayev. The Gemara asks, my taima. The Gemara here at the bottom line, why is it? What is the difference? What's the reason for this? Answer, gufo nayich, yodo lo nayich. The person who was loaded up and standing in the Rishus HaYochid, he was said to be at a state of nayich. Nayich means stopped or at a state of rest. So that his starting to walk, we can classify as an akira. Akira is taking an item from its state of rest, its state of non-movement, and transferring its location. The hand, though, that was extended into the Rishus HaYochid, and just held above the Rishus HaYochid, hovering above the floor, while the person himself was in the Rishus HaRabim outside, the hand was extended inside, the hand is not at a state of nayach, of nachas. Therefore, its withdrawal is not considered an akira, because akira is the removal or the transfer of something from a state of nachas. So that is the distinction. Gufo nayach versus yodo lo nayach. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis. Omar le Rabbi Chiya l'Rav. We have a long point here, and we've classified or noted it with the encircled nun to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and descending vertical dash line. And just a few minutes ago, we pointed out that Rav had contact with Rebbe, and we mentioned the Gemara in Brochus where Rav and Reb Chiya, his uncle, were at a meal together with Rebbe. So here, Reb Chiya points out to Rav the following. He says, Bar Pachti, son of great men, Lo Amino Loch, did I not tell you, Ki Koi Rebbe Baha Masechta, Lo Tishaile B'Mesichta Achriti, Dumo Lav Adaite, when Rebbe is holding in one tractate, don't ask him questions about another Masechta, because when a person is engaged in the study of something other than that which he is being asked, he might be caught off guard, and it could be embarrassing, because the person isn't concentrating on that topic, and you're asking him about it. And Rabbi Chiya goes on to say, the Ilav, the Rebbe, Gavra Rabahu, if not for the fact that Rebbe, the one you asked your question of Hitinu Gufo, if not for the fact that he is a great man, Kasafte, you would have embarrassed him, the Mishani Loch Shinuya, the Lav Shinuyahu, that he would have given you an answer if he was any lesser an individual, being that he's not holding right now, he's not occupied right now with the study of Hilchus Shabbos, he would have given you an answer that's not an answer, and that would have led to his embarrassment. Hashto mihas shapir mishani loch, but as things stand right now, Rebbe gave you a correct answer. Desanya, there is a brisa that supports Rebbe's answer. Hoyaton oichlinu mashim beod yom, a person who had been loaded up with food and drink Friday afternoon. Mivod yom means while it was before Shabbos set in. Vahotzion lachutz mi shecha shecha, and after darkness set in, meaning after Shabbos set in, this person who had on his back ochlin umashkin, food and drink, he walks from the house into the public thoroughfare. He is chayav lefi she'enoi doime liyodo, because he the person loaded up and then walking out with it is not like a hand that was extended into the Rishus HaYochid and the Balabayas loaded it up, where we say the Oni's withdrawal of the hand to where he's located in the Rishus HaRabim is not considered an Akira by virtue of the fact that the Oni is considered Potter in the Mishnah.